Welcome to Shom Machshava and Daf, Shir Sponsor, Luy Nishmas, Ambi HaKashom, Nea Basitzchuk. We're holding in Bobatzia Daf Beis, starting a new Masechta. And the Mishnah starts with Shnayim Oichzim Betalis, two people holding one Talis, Zoy Me'anim Metzasiyo, Vezoy Me'anim Metzasiyo. One says, I found it, the other one says, I found it, Zoy Merkulu Shili, Vezoy Merkulu Shili. One says, this belongs to me, the other one says, belongs to me. So after you do shua, the din is yechloiku. You'll split the talis into two. As Toises mentions over here, Shiras Toises is that the reason that yechloiku is because whatever each one holds, it's considered that it belongs to him. On that sade, that whatever you're holding belongs to you. The Maharal and Tiferes Yisrael Perek Memches and also Netzach Yisrael Perek Beis, he brings a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that the luchos were six tvachim. The top two tvachim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was holding on to. The bottom two tvachim, Moshe Rabbeinu was holding on to. And the middle two tvachim was in between. And when Am Yisrael did Chet HaEgel, this week's Parsha, Parsha Kesiso, Am Yisrael doing Chet HaEgel, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kivyochel wanted to take the luchos in the hand of Moshe Rabbeinu. But Moshe Rabbeinu held onto it very strongly and did not allow Hashem to take the luchos from his hands. And for that, Moshe Rabbeinu got a special shvach lechoil hayad hachazaka. They held his hand strong to hold on to the luchos. So Maran there goes on to explain. He says two pshatim that connect to each other. The first, he starts by saying that there's three types of mitzvahs in the Torah. There's the mitzvahs which are chukim that human beings don't understand. It comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we do it because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to do it, but we don't understand. Then there's mishpatim, we understand, it's on our own. We don't really need anybody to tell us to do it, we will do it on our own. And then there's the middle part, which is called the edos. The edos means, it's something on our own we wouldn't have known. But now that we were taught to do it, we can understand it. For example, Shabbos. Once we learn what Shabbos is all about, and that Shabbos is an eidus HaKadosh Baruch Hu that created the world, it makes sense to do Shabbos. But I will not come and say this mitzvah on my own. So says the Maharal, the two tefachim up there that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is holding on to is connected to the chukim that we don't understand. It's biyad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The two that Moshe Rabbeinu is holding on to is biyad us, biyad bnei adam. It's mishpatim that we understand. And what's in the middle is the eidus, which is a combination of both. Continues the Maharal in the second pshat, and really is the same mahalach. It says the two tefachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu is holding on to shows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is noisin HaTorah. The two tefachim the Moshe Rabbeinu is holding on to is Am Yisrael mekabel HaTorah. And whatever you have in between is the chibur between the two. And this shows the complete connection that HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael has. That they're mamish partners in Torah. They're together as one. Says the Maharal, this is Shnayim Oichzim Betalis. You have two people holding a talis. Whatever they're holding on to is considered to be theirs. And he brings the Gemara Lekamon and Davzayim. The Gemara says that whatever each person is holding, that's theirs. Whatever is in between, they're partners in it, and you divide equally. So Zog the Maharal, with the Yerushalmi, tells us that the luchos were held by HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Moshe Rabbeinu is the idea of Shnayim Oichzim Betalis. And what the Maharal seems to indicate is that that's a pshat in the Yerushalmi, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, wanted to take the luchos away from Moshe Rabbeinu, but he couldn't. Because the idea is we're partners. You can't take it away from partners. The halacha is Shnayim Oichzim Betalis Yechleiku. Each one has half. The Yisoy, the Matan Torah is the Am Yisrael got an ownership in Torah, and now you can't take it away from them. So though they did Chet HaEgel, still you have what to build from to get to a new luchos. And the Sefer Smichas Chachom, which was written by the Mekubal Rav Naftali Katz, where he connects there every end of a Masechta to the beginning of the next Masechta. So there he takes this idea of the Maharal, that connects the Yerushalmi to our Mishnah. And with this, he explains the connection between the end of Maseches Baba Kamo to the beginning of Maseches Baba Metzia. Because in the end of Maseches Baba Kamo, we learned that if a craftsman is working for the Balabais, so whatever is left over, whatever is psoilis, he could take for himself if the Balabais is not makbit. Says the Sfiras Chachomim, what is the source for that? So he says, because it's brought down the Gemara Nedarim, the Moshe Rabbeinu got the psoilus of the luchos. When he prepared the luchos, the leftover material Moshe Rabbeinu kept. And you learn from the pasuk psolecha hapsoilus yeshlecha. From here you learn a craftsman could keep the psoilus for himself. Says the Zvichas Chachamim, but one can ask him this, what's the raya? Moshe Rabbeinu grabbed the luchos, as we saw from the Yerushalmi. When the luchos were given, and Amisul, the Chet HaEgel, Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to carry the luchos away, Moshe Rabbeinu took over the luchos. And we know, as Tosfos brought here in the Sugya, we have a katzav called the Alin Gvar, the one who's stronger, he gets it. So maybe Moshe Rabbeinu got the psoilus of the luchos because he took it over, because it's his. Not because he got the leftovers from Baal HaBayis. On this comes our Mishnah. Shnayim oichzim betalis. When you have two people holding a talis, you divide it equally. And Tosfos says, when each one is holding on to it, it's considered to be that each one owns half. So you don't say kol da'al in gvar. So you may that whatever Moshe Rabbeinu was holding on to, that's his. But how did he take the psoilus of the rest of the luchos? You have to say because the Uman is allowed to take the psoilus. So the halacha of the first Mishnah, Meseches Bava Metzia, tells me how do I know the end of Meseches Bava Kamo? How do I know that a craftsman can take over the psoilus that's left over? Because we know from the beginning of Bava Metzia that Shtayim Oichzim Metalis, each one owns half. So the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu held onto the luchos, still the one half belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and still he took the psoilus. You see that Uman can take the psoilus. A gevaldik hashavkait, it's all based on this yesoid that Shnai Oichzim Betalis is a reference to the luchos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Moshe Rabbeinu held onto. Please check the source sheet for all the Maamikoimis on this shiur.